Hello, I'm Wei Chan, host of Ontario Morning, coming up on our podcast for Friday, September 12th, 2014. Trenton, the original Hollywood North? We spoke to Peggy Diamond Levy. Toronto is often referred to as Hollywood North, but in the early days of the movie industry, Trenton could have laid claim to that title. In fact, a film shot there in the late 1920s is still being talked about today. It was called Carry On Sergeant, and a special screening will take place tonight as part of Doors Open Bay of Quinte. Peggy Diamond Levy will be there to provide background about the movie. She is the author of a number of books, including The Movie Years, Trenton, Ontario, 1917 to 1934. And we've reached Peggy in Trenton this morning. Good morning, Peggy.
Morning, Wei.
What was it that prompted your interest in Trenton's film history?
Oh, I think I moved here when I was in high school, and you know, I heard about it. The film plant was just down the street, but I think it was the fact that I had a girlfriend whose father had had a part as an extra in the movie that intrigued me. You know, you're a kid, you envision perhaps being a movie extra at some time. But it was years later when I was working on local history and doing a series of interviews that I kept hearing the stories about, well, you know all about the movie years, don't you? You know all the years that we used to have a film industry here. So I started doing some research, and I realized that nothing had ever been written about the impact this had on the lives of the local people here in town. So this was the focus of my book.
Yeah, I'm one of those folks who had no idea.
No.
You know, how did it actually get started then in Trenton, the movie industry?
Well, there were a number of companies setting up shop, making films around the country in just after the First World War. And Trenton had a plant built here about that time. Originally, it was going to go to Kingston, but then it ended up being built here in town by a film company from Toronto. And it didn't do very well. They made a number of smaller pictures. Companies would move in, have big ideas, shoot some films, and end up losing money. But when it really took off was in 1923, when the Ontario government's Motion Picture Bureau decided to move its studio and lab from Toronto down here to the empty studio. They bought it, and you know, they started churning out documentaries. So that's really when things started to percolate.
Yeah, what about this film, Carry On Sergeant? What's the significance of that one?
Well, that one was touted as Canada's first epic picture. And it was focused on Canada's contribution to World War One. The British director who came over and made the movie and wrote the screenplay, he was quite an enigmatic figure by the name of Captain Bruce Bairnsfather. And he was a famous cartoonist in Great Britain during the war. But he came over here in 1927 and 28. He wanted to make a movie about Canada's contribution to the war because, in his opinion, he thought that all the war movies he'd ever seen gave you the idea that the war started in 1917 when the Americans came into it rather than when it actually started in 1914.
Is it a good film?
It is a good film. I think it stands up very well to other war movies. It's silent, of course, so things were silent in those days. But there's a great story to it.
So then what happened then if there was such success for those years? What happened to the film industry?
Well, Carry On Sergeant, in the end, didn't do as well as was hoped. It was made mostly for the British market, and the British sale was canceled, and that company too also ended up running out of money, declaring bankruptcy. So the government took back their picture bureau, continued to function very well there. But in 1934, times were tough, and there was a change of government, and the new premier decided that the government was really not in the business of making pictures, and so it closed. That was the end. Unfortunately.
Oh, dear. That was it. It was short-lived.
It was short-lived, but when the Ontario government ran it and made all these documentaries for educational purposes and to promote the province, they were making hundreds of them. So, yeah, it was a very important in those days.
Should put that on the sign now, then. Original Hollywood North. Well, Peggy, thank you very much for sharing a bit of history with us this morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love learning new things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peggy Diamond Levy is a Trenton-based author. Her books include The Movie Years, Trenton, Ontario, 1917 to 1934. And Peggy will be part of the special screening of that silent film, Carry On, Sergeant, which was produced in Trenton in 1928. That takes place tonight at the Trenton High School Auditorium. It's the launch for the Doors Open Bay of Quinte event. And we've linked to that website if you'd like to know more. cbc.ca/Ontario Morning.